She's an Academy Award-winning actress, but far more important to me, Diane Keaton is an animal lover. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate that. And you're involved with this program called Home for the Holidays. It's a pet adoption drive. Explain what it's all about and what your involvement is, how you became interested.
Well, here's how I became interested. It's all about the Helen Woodward Animal Center. And it's just the most remarkable of all animal centers anywhere in our state, for sure, and probably in the whole of the United States. It's just astonishing. Under the guidance of Mike Arms, who is just, he's created this, what they've basically done is just saved hundreds of thousands of animals' lives through all their programs and for, you know, their outreach programs, the fact their advocacy, their education, teaching kids how to respect animals. And you know, the way that I got involved was that I myself had the arrogance to think, my sister and I, Dory Hall, tried to open a no-kill, you know, facility, a sanctuary, an animal sanctuary in Los Angeles, and we really were not able to do it. It was just so much more difficult than anyone can possibly imagine, and first of all, raising the money, and then having somebody brilliant like Mike Arms to run it. And so we fell, and I knew that I had to find a home for, you know, to participate in some way with some animal organization that was, you know, basically really something that would facilitate a whole community with a new way of looking at how to respect and care and love our animals. And so I just, somebody told me to go down to the Helen Woodward Center, and I did, and I was just amazed. It was like I found, you know, the place that really was the organization I wanted to be affiliated with, and I've stayed, you know, loyal to them because I'm still so impressed with what they've accomplished.
Diane, the old way of thinking, how I grew up, was reading that, and shelters still believe this, a lot of them, that you don't adopt out at this time of year, during the holiday season. You just don't do it because people make impulsive purchases. And the worry is then that the animal lands back in the shelter, the animal, the dog or cat, is ultimately relinquished. And what we were looking at isn't so much animal shelters as pet stores. But now people are buying, and I'm happy about this, less and less from pet stores. Friends, that's the last place you should go. You've heard me say that over and over again. And it turns out that some new research shows that when people purchase from a shelter that adopts out carefully and appropriately, even at this time of year, in fact, relinquishments are less than they are, say, in the summertime.
But how about that? Is that not astonishing? Isn't that incredible? And also, I think just the idea that the generosity of the Christmas season, the fact that, you know, there is this opportunity to adopt pets who have already been born, who don't have homes, who are sitting there and waiting for, you know, somebody to come and give them a home, is also speaks well of, you know, just what is Christmas. What does it mean?
You're right about that. And, you know, we just had a call on the show recently about someone with a little kid who says, all right, I want to get the right pet for my child. And, you know, some people are just going to get a pet at this time of year, no matter what you say or do anyway. Why not go to a shelter and get, you know, 10 years ago, shelters weren't able to do this, but today the good ones do. They offer information. They offer instruction.
Exactly.
They offer follow-up if you have questions.
Exactly, and also the opportunity to bring the animal back without feeling guilty instead of dumping it somewhere or throwing it in the pound. You know, I mean, this is for the animals, and it's also for the people who adopt. The opportunity for all kinds of problem-solving regarding animals and, you know, whether they fit your family. I mean, don't you think that that's better than if you buy a dog or a cat, you can't just take it back?
No, not to a pet store. They won't take it back.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And that's why this is even better. And then maybe you can find a pet that really will fit your family. I mean, there's just, you know, there's just a lot of problem solving, which is what, and you can ask questions. And like you say, you can learn about whether this kind of animal is going to be good for your kind of family.
Now, the IAMS Pet Food Company is giving a total of $100,000 in grants to 20 participating adoption shelters. There are more than 20 shelters participating in this program all throughout the country, and also veterinary pet insurance is giving a discount on pet insurance, and I think those are nice incentives.
Well, this is just incredible. is just incredible.
Now, I hear a passion in your voice. I can tell that you really care about this. Tell me about your animals that you have in your house.
Well, you know, we have a dog, an elderly dog. I like the idea of adopting elderly dogs because I feel like they're the least likely to find a home. And frankly, you know, I fall in love with them every single time I see an elderly dog. It's just like my heart goes out to them. So, and also I think elderly dogs could have been at homes where, you know, maybe their owners were, you know, too ill to take care of them, or they passed on, or so, you know, they're frequently dogs who've been at homes, and so you want to give them a second home. I mean, it breaks my heart when I think that they're passed over. So the dog that I have, his name is Red, and actually I found Red roaming around on the street in Austin, Texas, when I was making a movie now about 9 years ago.
What movie was that?
This was a movie that nobody's ever heard of and nobody saw. It was called The Only Thrill. It was with Sam Shepard. I had a great time on that movie, and I picked up Red on the street, and I thought, you know, I got to get rid of this dog. I don't want this dog. At that time, I had another older dog named Josie who had been with me for about 12 years. And so I tried to get somebody to take Red. I offered incentives, like, you know, money, cash, to everybody on the set. Nobody would take him, and so Red has been ours, and I'm so glad they never did, and I love Red dearly.
He was
just a found dog, Red.
Describe Red to me. How big is Red?
Here's how I would describe,
okay,
describe Red. Red aspires to be a corgi, but he has the body, he has the legs of a corgi, but the body of a shepherd. He is a horrible looking and he just, you know, and he's a wanderer. He's a notorious wanderer. And he is just, you know, he's irresistible, the most irresistible dog I've ever had.
You know, this is interesting that you talk about this, because we have a nation of aging people. We have a nation of aging pets, but yet we treat our aging people, and you're in a business where you know this better than anyone. They all said, please don't be offended, but they all said Diane Keaton would never win the Academy Award because she's too old. And people of a certain age, especially women, in your business, sometimes just don't get the parts because of the way we sort of perceive what we think we want as a society. Diane, the same is true for our dogs and cats, I think.
Obviously. I think you're absolutely correct about that.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I mean, I feel like, I do not go gently into that dark night. I mean, you have to fight all the way, all your life, for things that matter. And, of course, you know, we do have to fight for the rights of the elderly, and the fact that, you know, the one thing that's good about, you know, stories is that stories also, you always have to have somebody in the story who's older. They may not get to be the star, but, you know, life includes older people, and I think that this is you just gotta keep fighting for what you believe in, and try to, you know, stay as active as you can, and stick your neck out, and just don't concede, never concede. And so, as far as the older dogs, I really feel like they really make fabulous pets, and I've done this for a long time now. I always go for the older dog at the. You know, I also had a dog named Sweetie who was a Newfie, an older Newfie that had been a kennel dog, and she was fantastic. She was a fantastic pet too.
Do you think I
think it's all wrong to think that puppies are just the only way to go.
Do you think that these animals know, especially animals of a certain age?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they know that we're rescuing them?
Oh, now, you know, that is a very good question, and it's something I really can't answer. I mean, I have no idea, but I don't think that there's a superior animal on the planet. You know, I don't think just because we have the great gift of language and we've done so much that we're any superior to the rest of the animals on the planet. So do they? I have no idea, but I really empathize with animals. I love them, and I think they're singularly unique, just like we are, and I feel like they have rights the same as we do.
Do you think that
Or they should, rather.
I think that they should, and I think we're getting there. Do you...
Yeah, we are getting there. You're absolutely correct about that, by the way, with organizations like Helen Woodward.
Yes, and I thank you so much for participating in this program. Have you learned anything from your pets?
You know, I'll tell you something. my dog Josie, the first dog that I had that I mentioned to you, the old girl, it was really the reason I became a parent. It is that when I was given Josie as a gift, I had to take care of Josie, and I had to, you know, somehow really sort of, I sensed my love for her was, I did not want her particularly. She wasn't what I had in mind.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I fell in love with her, and I learned a lot about love from Josie, the dog. And from Josie, I was able to extend myself and have my own family.
I've told this. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Diane.
No, so I do think you can learn enormously about your capacity for love and what is the definition of love. And I can't say enough for animals. And you know, it's also, I mean, I know this, and I think that what you said, though, is really important, is that, you know, at Helen Woodward and these other organizations, similar organizations, They give people the opportunity to learn more about what it is to have a pet and to find the right kind of pet, and to also give people who adopt an opportunity to bring the pet back if it doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit in your specific family. Everybody's different.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully they help you make the right choice so it fits in the first place. Or if you're
it's not about exchange. You're absolutely right.
And it's not like purchasing a sofa. Oh, the color, it doesn't really seem to work out. Let me take it back. I don't like that, because now you can call...
No, but just in case there's a mistake, you know?
Right. I understand what you're saying. One more question. We were talking about older animals.
Yes.
I think the best fit sometimes for some of these animals is adopting an older pet to a senior citizen. Is that a good idea in your mind? Not only does it provide companionship, which is, to me, huge. I don't think that can be understated. But also, an older pet, you don't have to deal with the house training, and you don't have to deal with puppy or kitten energy. It's a little easier.
But you know something? I also think it's good for young families, because for the same holds true. You're raising young kids, and it's also good for young kids to understand that there are many different ages for everything, and older animals are just as lovable as younger animals.
I think you have a good point.
I think it crosses all boundaries. I really do. But on the other hand, I think there's all those wonderful little young ones sitting in those cages waiting for a home as well. And so, you know, that's equally as obviously lovable.
Yeah, the problem is there are just too darn many pets and shelters altogether.
How about it? But yep. I do love this. I do think this idea of adopting them out and finding them homes is really the way to go for these shelters.
Do you find...
Adoption.
Diane, do you find I've watched you in the movies for several years now, a certain affection just as a fan. Do you find that at some point you've crossed over from movie star that people enjoy and have a good time watching if she's doing a comedy to movie star that we have a certain affection for? I mean, that's the way I feel.
I don't know about that. I can't of that. I don't know why anybody would have particular affection for me, but I mean, I don't know. But thank you. It's a sweet thought to think of.
Well, you're stuck with it, and I don't think I'm alone in saying that. For further information about what we're talking about, the Home for the Holiday programs, the website is www.home4theholidays.com, www.home4theholidays.com, or go to the IAMS website. That's easier. IAMS, IAMS.com. Diane Keaton, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.